Jess in with you this morning, and there's plenty happening across the Hunter Valley Police District. To give us some details, Commander of the District, Superintendent Tracy Chapman, joins me this morning. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Jess.
Now, let's start with a couple of local things that have been going on. Yesterday, of course, the news came through that someone had been arrested in Newcastle and charged with the murder of Ian Pullen.
That's right. Just yesterday, Hunter Valley detectives arrested a 29-year-old man in Newcastle. He was charged with murder, dangerous driving occasioning death, and failed to stop and assist after a vehicle impact causing death. You may remember this relates to a 43-year-old New Zealand man, Ian Pullen, who died in our area 2 years ago. So this has been a really long and extensive investigation, culminating in an arrest yesterday.
Yeah. Do we know? We know last month there was a call out to the public for an anonymous caller to come forward who apparently called on the night that Ian Pullen was killed. Do we know if that happened to have anything to do with the arrest yesterday?
Look, all I can say is we obviously on the 28th of September this year, we did put out another public appeal, and we've had a number of people provide information, phone in, and that information has obviously assisted us with our inquiries. But no doubt there may be other people who still have further information. So despite we have made an arrest, but I still encourage people who might have information to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
Yeah, exactly. The investigation certainly isn't over with this one. And we've been hearing about this from a couple of calls over the last day. Apparently there was a ram raid at Merriwar yesterday.
Certainly in the early hours of Wednesday morning, the 14th, police were called to the BP service station at Merriwar. It does appear that there was a break and enter with a vehicle used in that. The crime scene was preserved yesterday. It's been forensically examined, and that's an ongoing investigation for us.
Yep. We're just trying to find anyone who has any information, I guess, as well, who may have seen something.
Absolutely. Anyone who may have seen something, even if they think it's insignificant, I encourage them to call through with that information. Every little piece of information will help us.
Yep, exactly. Now, headed into this weekend and probably a couple after that, we are into sporting grand finals. There was a time there where we didn't think we'd have any sport at all, but it's all sort of wrapping up over the next couple of weeks, and there's a big call for everyone to be on their best behaviour.
Absolutely. We've obviously the government and our community have done a really great job in getting community and professional sporting events up and running. And we'll see a lot of that culminate in the next couple of weeks in grand finals. Traditionally, that's a time when people come together in bigger groups to enjoy the grand final atmosphere. So we're just really encouraging people to not become complacent around COVID-19. It is still a risk for us. So people still need to follow those public health restrictions, follow their COVID safety plans and practice good hygiene and physical distancing. Northern region more broadly have Operation Summer Safe running, and we've been doing that since September, and it will go through to January, but certainly a focus over the next few weekends around sporting events, our hospitality facilities, and certainly getting in and doing business inspections around COVID-19 compliance.
Yeah. We're sort of heading into that time of the year too where people are going to be getting together and, well, celebrating the year that was 2020, what a year it has been, whether it's for work, Christmas parties and getting together with family and things like that. Of course, in that sense too, we all need to be remembering those COVID-19 restrictions too.
That's right. And it, unfortunately, like most of the things this year, Christmas will probably look different for many people. Often, as you say, businesses and work colleagues will get together and enjoy a Christmas party, and people will still need to be compliant with those COVID restrictions around any activities that they're planning.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are confused about what the restrictions may be, the best place to find some information?
The best place to find information is on the New South Wales government COVID restriction site. People who like to Google can just put in COVID restrictions New South Wales and it will bring that up. Very clear information, particularly around the size of gatherings and those sorts of things available for them.
Exactly. We're on such a good roll at the moment. We certainly don't want it to be broken just because of one party or one to get together at a grand final.
That's right. I think we've been fairly fortunate at this stage, particularly in regional area in this district. We've not seen any significant outbreaks or issues, but we'd certainly like to keep it that way.
Exactly. Well, Tracy, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problems. Thank you.